Who's the man with the plan?
Just rub peanut butter all over a rabbit. Hey, Saturday.
Saturday.
Saturday high five.
Saturday the 16th.
It's always the 16th
on Saturday. Actually, it's the
30th. Of September?
Mm-hmm.
Already?
Yeah.
Does that mean September is going to be over tomorrow?
Yep.
Good, because I can never remember which months have 31 days.
I think it is.
There's a poem to remember that, isn't there?
I don't know if it's a poem.
There is. It's like something, something, hot September, not. What are you doing?
Joe, I don't want this to affect our friendship.
Right.
I'm a millionaire.
What?
I'm a millionaire.
Congratulations.
I have the $1 million to prove it.
Wait, did you?
It's from the Bank of Millionaires.
You have a $1 million bill.
Yep.
It says right here $1 million.
Some odd reason it's got the Statue of Liberty in the yeah. front of it.
It's on the back here. Nope, sign here.
Yeah, I gotta sign it. Wait
for it. Oh, you can't.
Yeah, no one could just, like, have a $1 million bill and it's always yours. You have to sign the back of it.
This is pretty cool.
Yeah, you know who gave that to me?
No, I don't know.
Leroy Jenkins.
What?
Leroy Jenkins.
The guy we talked about on our show?
Yeah.
Our season premiere show?
Was that season premiere?
I don't remember.
I think it was.
I have a bad memory.
Anyway, so Leroy sent me $1 million. Well, maybe I'll take a picture of that. You know what? I'm going to take a picture with my phone right now. Joe, hold that up.
I'm going to hold it like a gangster. Like I just made my bills.
Well, Ben, I'm going to put the flash on.
Uh-oh.
I got a flash on this.
You got a flash?
$1 million. Careful, bright light.
Oh my god, that was the brightest light ever.
Send to the internet.
So you've been, what have you been doing all week? I heard you were, going to school.
Yep.
I heard you
doing the school thing.
I heard you're watching Lost.
Yeah.
Guess what? Ben's watching Lost now. I don't know if you talk about this in the show. Because at first you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Now you do.
Well, I'm only watching it so you can watch all the movies that you said you were going to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Which you already started.
I did Fight Club.
And Memento.
I watched Memento.
That was a while ago.
Yeah. That doesn't have anything to do with Lost.
Yeah.
But it was a good movie.
It was.
I think I like Fight Club better.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? You're going to go say that?
I'm going to go say that. I'm going to go to New York and go say that.
Yeah. You know, Memento was very... It was cool, but it was a little hackish.
It reminded me too much of Mentos. You know, Mentos. Like, he does all this stuff.
That German candy.
He whips out a Mento pack and everything's okay. Yeah, how come the Germans make candy?
I don't think... Is it German? I don't know.
Swedish.
Swedish?
No, maybe the commercials are done in Sweden. What's your favorite country? Ever.
America?
Is it America?
Come on.
I told you before the show, but I think it bears repeating what I saw today.
Yeah.
On a walk.
Say it.
I was taking a little walk, and I'm walking past a gas station. The most patriotic places in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this big American flag.
Cool.
A real one.
Love America.
Yeah, you love America?
I support America.
You're gonna love this flag.
Yeah?
Alright, it doubles in coolness, but it has an eagle on it.
Ooh.
On,
I love eagles.
Like a water-printed eagle.
Watermark?
Watermark, that's
like
what
on, like a watermark on this, like,
million dollar bill. Yeah. Alright, you think that's cool? Is that patriotic enough for you?
I think you could add a little more.
Let me slap some more patriotism on it for you. I'm going to give you the New York City skyline.
Hey!
I'm going to include the Twin Towers. The Freedom Towers.
Freedom Towers?
Yeah.
Alright.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty patriotic. Yeah.
Smoking.
Oh, God.
About to collapse and fall.
Oh, boy. Why?
I don't know why. Because when I think American flag...
You think of death and destruction.
I think of, yes, buildings falling to the ground. So, if you haven't picked one of those up yet and put it on the back of your Hummer, now's the perfect time to do it.
What the hell is wrong with this country?
Oh my god, lots of things. That's one of them. Flags like that is one of them. Although it probably wasn't made here.
No.
Probably made in some other country for like 4 cents.
Speaking of patriotism.
I'm always speaking of patriotism.
You hear about John Rocker?
Did I? No, I didn't.
And his new campaign.
Wait, John Rocker has a campaign?
John Rocker, was he on the Braves?
He was a baseball player on the Braves, yes.
Alright.
And then he played for the Long Island Ducks.
He did?
Yeah, for like
that bastard.
4 minutes.
Get out of my town.
Why don't you like John Rocker?
He's got this new campaign called, I think it's called Speak English. He's tired. Sick and tired.
Oh, boy.
Of people not speaking English. Fucking speak English!
Right, God.
That's his promo. Fucking speak it, asshole.
And there he is.
So you can go to johnrocker.net. I'm not plugging this or anything because the guy's a douchebag. But he's, like, tired. He's sick and tired of people not speaking English in America.
Oh, I'm sure he encounters it all the time.
Yeah.
He's probably, you know, has to do something important, like, you know,
he's
whatever it is he does. And well, some,
he doesn't play baseball anymore,
does he? No, because he sucks.
Yeah.
Some person who doesn't speak English probably says, hey,
crazy eyes,
hey, Joe. John Rocker. He does have crazy eyes. You know what it looks like when a squirrel in a cartoon gets hit with a nut really hard? And like, that's what John Rocker looks like.
Hey, let's buy some Rocker gear.
This guy, oh boy. I'm looking at a picture here of him with this attractive young woman.
Yeah.
Who is this?
That's, I don't know if you know this, that's Miss Bikini. Universe 2004. Yeah.
She's joined on board?
Yeah,
she's on board. Tired of people not speaking English?
Yeah. You know what? I'm for the rest of the show, I'm not going to speak English.
Oh my god.
Oh, I can't do that. I don't know any.
I wish you knew another language, because that'd be kind of awesome.
Yeah.
But you know who does know another language?
Who?
Our next caller.
Really?
Play the voicemail.
Hola, Ben. Hola, Joe. This is Juan Candy. John Candy's Spanish equivalent. De eso comer porcinos de iPods. Dope cheese. Hola Ben, hola Joe. This is Juan Candy, John Candy's Spanish equivalent. Last week, shit, tacos. Hola Ben, hola Joe. Sorry, my tacos are burning. Listen, I was so excited to hear Kurt Russell on the show last week, but I was very upset because I could not understand the one word he was saying. All right, so I just wanted to let that off of my chest. Dope cheese, in quesos, and cheese.
Wow.
He was a little disoriented today.
Yeah.
Speak English. Listen to John Rocker.
Yeah, so John Rocker, johnrocker.net, and then the Miss Bikini, I forget.
Wait, Miss Bikini Universe 2004.
Yeah.
That means she was the bikini champion of the whole universe. You know who beat her out for 2005?
Secure.
And 6? Bikini Shakes.
Nice.
Because her name rhymes with bikini.
Gotcha.
So... Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about becoming a woman.
Really?
But I need to know... No, I'm not really thinking about becoming a woman. But I see you have show notes here, and it says, what would you put in your pocketbook if you were a woman?
Yeah.
I wonder why you thought of that, homo. Probably because you'd get in the butt for $500 million.
Yeah.
Sicko. So what would you have in your purse? If you were a woman. Let's say you were a woman, you had boobs.
Okay.
And a vagina.
Okay. A boob.
Okay.
And a vagina.
Just one boob.
Okay.
What would you keep in your purse?
Tribbles? You know, like from Star Trek?
You keep tribbles in your purse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you keep fribbles?
Yeah, I'd probably keep lots of fribbles. Chocolate. Fribbles. I'd probably keep my DS, because that's my biggest problem as a man.
Girls, like, can do that.
Where do I keep my DS?
Where do I keep my Game Boy?
In my man bag.
Have you ever seen guys with man bags?
I have a man bag.
No, I'm not like that. Like, it looks like a purse. It is a purse, and a guy carries it around.
I've never seen that.
When I worked at the cookie store, Mr. Cookie, there was a guy who came in. Gold rings on every single finger. I don't know. I see how, like, you can operate your hands.
I can't operate.
With, like...
It wasn't a robot.
No, but I mean, like...
System shut down. Ring.
Just think, you... It's pretty hard to make a fist if you have, like, big, well, chunky rings.
Maybe he's not a boxer. Maybe his job...
You get angry. Your hands go into fist mode. Like, all the time. Donut? Don't you?
Donut. Maybe he never gets angry.
Anyway, so he carried around a man bag.
What do you have in it?
Money, like his wallet.
That's gay. Yeah. Was he wearing sweatpants or something?
No, he's wearing, like, you know, those nylon jumpsuit things? That catch fire really quick. You know how I know that?
Yeah.
It was a homeless guy who was wearing one of them, and I lit him on fire, and it caught on really fast.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I burned homeless people on the weekend.
Only on the weekend?
Yeah. They deserve it then.
Yeah.
During the week, they gotta, you know.
Get a home.
Do you hear about that? Like, people doing that?
Yeah.
Isn't that horrible?
Or bum fights?
Oh, that's cool. Well, that's horrible, too.
Alright, which is crazier?
Okay.
Burning a homeless person?
It's pretty crazy.
Or, you know, making some omelets.
Omelets out of what?
Dead people.
Oh, boy.
A dead person omelet.
Do I have to eat this omelet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm burning a homeless
person. Wow. Alright, would you rather burn a homeless person or take it in the butt?
Burn a homeless person?
Really? You're a bad person.
No.
You are a bad man.
I take it in the butt.
You take it in the butt, homo. Alright, enough taking it in the butt.
Alright. We have voicemail to play.
We do?
Another one. Yeah. From our new friend.
We have a new friend?
Yeah, on MySpace.
What's his name?
It's cool. I think he's called Cool Guy.
Alright, play Cool Guy's message now.
Hey guys, it's me, Leroy Jenkins. Nah, just kidding. It's from Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah, that's me. Joe probably doesn't know me, but Ben does. I talked to him on the computer last night. I like his robot comics. But, yeah. Oh, the strangest thing just happened to me. I went to the bathroom, and I had to pee. And as soon as I began to pee, like, the light from outside, like, glue through the window, like it got super bright as we began to pee, and then like as it was almost over, the light began to dim, and it was weird. I don't know, it was like I had the holy pee or something, and yeah, it was weird. I've been listening to your show all morning because I have nothing else to do, and it's really funny, and I hope you guys put this on your show, because today is Saturday, and you need to do a show today. Today is Saturday, today equals show day. And, I don't know, I guess you guys can make fun of my country accent or something, but, yeah. Later. Ben, go. Joe and Ben. Benjo. Banjo! I'm going to call y'all Banjo. Later.
How does it feel to be a banjo?
I am a banjo.
No, we're a banjo together.
Oh, right.
Separately, you're just a Ben.
A bin?
A bin.
Bin?
Hey, bin.
You're a bin.
Hey, bin.
Where you been, bin?
Hey.
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 What else is new with you, huh?
Everybody in Brooklyn does call the ground the floor.
Yeah. The floor?
It happens on Long Island. On Long Island. Thank you very much. Not in Long Island. Yeah. I had this conversation with a former Long Islander.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, do you say in Long Island or on Long Island? And they said on. I said, good, because, you know, it makes sense. Because, you know, well, it doesn't make sense because you don't say, like, on Hawaii as an island.
Yeah.
But they disagree with me.
Did you slap him?
Yeah, hard. Took out a knife.
We got a video to plug. The slapping video.
Oh, my God.
We're going to put that in the show notes.
That's what Eric and I are going to do at our wedding.
Yeah?
The first dance. We're going to dance. To,
let's describe the video.
Okay.
Or should we just put it up and then, like, let people watch it?
Watch it.
Just watch it? Alright.
It's great.
It's great. So check the show notes. Hopefully I remember to do that when I post this.
If you don't, go to, what, Google Video?
Yeah, but, I don't know. They have to type in.
Look for Ben's mom has testicles. See what you get. You're probably gonna get this really cool video of Ben's mom.
Okay, shut up. That's really gross.
You think your mom... Okay, if your mom had testicles...
Yeah?
Would they be hairy?
Oh, Joe, I'm gonna vomit right on the keyboard.
I almost vomited.
You vomited?
Yeah, yesterday. Erica was talking about... She's having a little problem at the house.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. See, she lives right now, you know, at home. We're gonna work on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're getting married, but...
What?
You're getting married. What? Little news for you. Everybody in the show is getting married but you. Girl.
You're the only one else on the show.
Jamie was on the show. She's getting married.
Oh, what about Heather? She's not getting married.
Heather was on the show?
Nice school, Heather.
She's going to get married very soon. Tomorrow, I think. Yeah, speaking of which, Heather's in New York now, right?
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Heather. I think we're going to meet up in the city on Wednesday?
Wednesday?
I think. I don't remember. Check.
What are you guys going to do?
I don't know.
Catch a movie?
Maybe.
Some dinner?
No, it's too late for a movie. I got out of class at like 9.
Oh, you're not going to watch Lost, then?
Yeah, I'm going to miss it.
I'll take it for you. Oh, well. I'm so cheesed.
All right, continue. What were you saying?
No, this is more interesting. You and Heather going on a little date.
Some date.
Sounds like a date.
Some date.
Sounds like a date.
Some date.
Date. Well, what? It's going to be on Wednesday?
I think. I don't know.
That's October 4th. That's a date. We'll play on words.
Speaking of October.
Yeah, I am. Halloween month.
Yep.
I don't celebrate, though. It's witchcraft. I smack kids that come to my door.
It's trickery, Joe.
It's trickery. It's trickery and treatery. They come to my door with their little hoodlum outfits.
You give them the Book of the Mormon.
Look at me, I'm Power Ranger. I'm like, look at me, I'm the Power of Christ. Boom! Hit them with some religious paraphernalia. Oh, look at me, I'm a pirate!
Have you ever gotten religious paraphernalia?
Do you ever seen the block I live on?
Yeah. I got some.
I went trick-or-treating. You know, like... Alright. Go back to your childhood. Everyone listening to this show. Do the childhood go back tongue thing that Ben just did.
Or you could play that, I mean, that sound.
Alright, yeah. This high-tech show we got here. Okay, so now that you're back being your childhood. So now... Picture, you just went.
Baby.
Stop being a baby, you're a child, not a baby.
I'm a child, man.
Thank you. You just got back to school in September. You don't like that.
Oh.
But you're like, hey, Halloween's coming.
Yeah.
You're psyched. I'm gonna pick out my favorite outfit. Ninja. I was a ninja twice.
Oh, really? It consisted of a hooded ninja?
A hooded sweatshirt.
That's right. That's right. Ninjas.
So now you're like, yes, I'm going to go out and people and give me candy and tell me how cool I look as a ninja. Yeah, sure. Now when you live on my block, you know what happens?
You're the devil.
Mm-hmm. They get very angry that you're even, like, knocking on your door on Halloween. And then they come out and, yeah, I'm like, all right, here we go, candy. Here you go. It's a pamphlet of religious prayers because your soul is going straight to hell.
Here, have some pennies. That's worse.
You think pennies is worse than a religious pamphlet? Yeah, pennies is pretty bad.
Yeah.
You know
you can't do anything with a penny. Yeah, like, you can at least burn a Bible.
Oh, boy, yeah. You know who used to give pennies out? Jesse Sorensen's mom.
What a douche.
I hate her.
You know, she would be the one giving out religious pamphlets.
Where was her religious pamphlets instead of her dirty, disgusting pennies?
Yeah, pennies are really dirty.
Pennies are the dirtiest, like, money. Think about it. They're brown and gross.
I heard people like Joe shove them up their butt.
Oh, my butthole would hurt. God, she was really pissed when I was a devil in third grade. She was like, why are you...
Fucking life, people. Really. It's a costume.
Yeah, just because I worship the devil doesn't mean...
Certain.
And you know what's so funny about Halloween? Most kids pick, like, you know, a superhero or a wrestler... Or, you know, something from a movie. They don't pick the devil or Frankenstein or Dracula. I was Dracula once. Or vampire.
I was Teen Wolf.
You win.
I was Teen Wolf. I mean, we can post that picture.
You have it?
Yeah!
It's on your thing. Your penis.
Where is it? No, seriously.
Isn't that one of your collages out there that you made? Homo.
I didn't make those collages. Yeah, my mom did.
Yeah, you and your mom together. No. What a nice family activity. Collage making with the Rosses.
Shit, where is that picture? I don't know. Hopefully I'll find it.
Let's just post a fake picture of somebody else's Teen Wolf. You know they made Teen Wolf 2? We'll post that picture. Nobody knows about that movie. It sucked.
Everyone knows about Teen Wolf
2.
Jamie and Kyle know about Teen Wolf. They always talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Jamie and Kyle.
And Boof. Remember Boof from that movie? Jamie was talking about that last episode. NaughtyKarate.com.
Check it out.
Great podcast.
It is. They have a
great vidcast.
Best vidcast I've ever seen. Yeah. I'm saying that for real.
Yeah?
I'm saying it for real. For show.
For sure. What else we gotta talk about? Oh, continue Halloween stories.
Oh, I just
did. Any good ones? Hey, remember when we dressed up as women?
No. The headbangers. We dressed up. Oh, Ben and I were, it was back in the late 90s when wrestling was popular again. Mm-hmm.
Mid to late 90s.
Yeah, like 97.
Okay.
So we're thinking, hey, let's go as wrestlers, but let's not go as, like, you know, Stone Cold or Hulk Hogan or anybody cool.
Yeah.
Let's go as the tag team that nobody really knows about. Let's go as the Headbangers.
Which were guys.
Bald.
Bald guys.
Had their faces on their own t-shirt.
Yes.
Wore kilts or skirts or something.
Yeah.
So we're going for that grunge look.
Yeah.
And wife beaters.
Do they have makeup on?
Yeah, they have makeup on underneath their eyes.
Did we do that?
I don't remember.
I don't think we did.
All I know is...
We made the t-shirts.
We made t-shirts with our faces on them.
Which is always cool. Yeah, you always wanted a t-shirt with your face on it.
Right, and this was back before digital photography really took off. So how did we get our faces on this shirt? Let me answer that question for you. We stuck our face in Ben's scanner. So not only are they pictures of us, but there's like a squished cheek up against it, and my eye like half closed because the light shines right through it.
Do we have?
I don't think I would throw that out. I'm sure it's in the bottom of one of my drawers.
You have to find
it. If I find it, I'm wearing it next Saturday on a show.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we think, yeah.
We're so we wore the skirt things.
We thought we were going to get either, like, you're dressed like women mm-hmm. or, you know, some other weird reaction. Nobody yeah. said anything
yeah.
until the one guy just claimed Ben of not eating.
Yeah, he goes, he gives everyone else candy. I'm the last one to get candy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I get the candy, and then he goes, wait a minute. What's wrong with you? Your mother doesn't feed you, and he gives you some more candy.
He gave you more candy. You got more candy because your mom doesn't feed you.
I want candy.
One candy? He called earlier.
Yeah.
I think that was also the night we started. Eh!
Really?
Well, we didn't start it then, but that's when it became part of what we said.
What's eh, Joe?
Eh! Is when you say something, but it's totally ridiculous, so you add eh to it.
To wow. Analyzing our inside jokes really sucks.
But now everybody can be a part of it.
That's true.
They can be like, they can call up, and they could say something.
Squirrels.
They could call up 1-718-304-7853.
Good plug, Joe.
Thanks. And they could be like, hey, Ben and Joe, this is Randy Macho Man Savage. And I'm like, oh, that wasn't Randy Macho Man Savage. It was one of our fans.
Yeah.
From California. And then they'll go dope cheese at the end, so they'll have two of our jokes.
Yeah.
It's like, genie.
They can call us squirrels.
They can call us squirrels, yeah. So that's three things you got to say to us when you call us up.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot. So anyway, we got those chocolate coins that said, like, 25 cents on them.
That's right.
So, I went, hey, Ben, want 25 cents? And then you answer back with, you want 50 cents? I think Eloise was there. She was not. Not digging the eh, as we kept doing it really? For another 3 hours.
We also got egged that night. That was my first egging.
Me too, that was my first egging. Only I only got a little bit on me.
Oh, didn't... We were wearing Eloise... One of us was wearing...
You were wearing Eloise's field hockey skirt.
Yeah. I got egg on it.
I was wearing Jeanette's sister's skirt.
Wow. We are weird.
I feel really weird now saying that.
Yeah.
Ew. I feel so gross. See how it works? You see that?
Good one.
What else happened that night? Eloise was a headless horseman.
I don't remember that.
I do, because it was an awesome costume. Only you could totally see the shape of Eloise's head over the fake headless mm-hmm. part.
Who else was with us?
Jamie. No, Jamie wasn't. It was Eloise, Jeanette.
Who was Jeanette?
Ryan, maybe? No, I'm sorry. I'm
what
answering.
Was Jeanette?
I think she was Ryan. She was check out Ryan's MySpace picture. Check it out, everyone. Put that post up.
Okay. Why? What's it
about? It's Ryan in a Mets t-shirt. I didn't know Ryan was a Mets fan. I think he's jumping on the bandwagon.
Oh.
And he looks like he's yelling at the camera. If that's not entertainment, I don't know what is.
I think more people should take photos like that.
Of Ryan?
No. Like... Take a picture of someone, and right before you know, okay, everyone say cheese, you just yell at the camera.
Yeah, what you
I think like, more photos would be, like, you would have the best photo collection.
Wait, would you yell at the camera? Yes. Like this, like, I hate you, camera!
No, you just yell, or would just you like, yell? Ah!
Would you be pointing and yelling at the
at the point at the camera and yell.
I wish I had my camera right now. We practice. This. Okay, so how about this? Send a picture of yourself pointing and yelling at the camera. When?
How about I Heart Snacks button? Yeah, we're making buttons. Sam, I have to send Sam her Heather and Ben Show buttons. I just got them yesterday.
It's coming. Heather. It's coming. So, what is it, Heather? What?
Heather and Ben Show. The HeatherandBenShow.com.
Again,
we're gonna be on TV.
It's like you're speaking another language. Speak English! Listen to John Rocker!
Alright, so,
in the loop around.
So, yeah, so send us a picture of you yelling at the camera.
Yelling at the camera as loud as you can.
Yes.
You know when you're yelling so loud your throat hurts for 3 or 4 days?
Yeah.
Or like when Macho Man calls? Yeah. Something like that.
And point at the camera.
Yeah.
I think that would help.
Yeah. And we'll have Ryan.
Because then it'll just look like you're yawning.
Right.
Yeah.
And look angry, like in the eyes.
Yeah.
Don't just have your mouth open. And really yell. Don't fake it like your mouth's open, you're not doing anything. We'll know.
We got tests. We got tests for that.
Yeah.
Scientists.
Yeah, we got that shit.
Yeah. We'll know.
And Gmail us.
Gmail us.
Let us know.
iHeartSnacks at gmail.com.
Let us know anything. We'll read it on the show.
Send us the picture through that.
Yeah.
Attach it.
We used to read emails on our old show. Now we just get voicemails on this show that replace the emails.
Yeah.
But if we get an email, I'm reading it.
All right.
To the public.
Oh, and we have a MySpace page with a link on our Blogspot.
We want friends.
iHeartSnacks.blogspot.com. And call us at 718-304-7853. Okay.
That was a good show.
Yeah.
I think it picked up towards the end there.
Yeah. We're going to leave you now with a little song.
All right. Dope Cheese.
Dope Cheese.